This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show live from the G. Reiner Plumbing Studios. And one of our favorite guys that have joined us for years on the Big Show joins us again, making his debut on the Big Show Radio Network. 16 stations all tuned into the Wendy's Big Show. He is the Gravedigger, Packer Hall of Famer, nose tackle Gilbert Brown joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming on, Gilbert.
Y'all boys big time now, huh?
Here you go. Here he goes. Hey, Happy New Year, man. Merry Christmas, all that good stuff to you, Gilbert.
Hey, man. It's all good, man. I'm sitting. I had to pull over so I won't lose y'all, drop the call. And I'm sitting over here looking at this line at Popeyes. This show is long.
Show is.
But don't let it stop you, though. Don't let it stop you.
Yeah, get on in line, cuz.
Yeah, man. Y'all boys have made me stop at Popeyes, man.
Yeah, get on in there.
Hey, Gilbert, I'm sure you had a chance to watch the game on Saturday. Your thoughts on this Packers defense, which has come under fire most of the year from Packer fans watching this team, but it seems like it's getting better over the last several weeks.
Yeah, man, I was watching the game. You know what? Can I start something like two awards, like Unsung Hero and – what the hell is he doing?
Yes.
Go for it. Yes. Go that for it. Awesome. Yeah.
So my Unsung Hero Award, I would give that to 49. Who was 49?
Daphne.
That's some bit. That's what I'm saying, man. I almost said something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you like him. Yeah. You like him that much.
Yeah, man. I be watching him, man. And he be doing things, man, that don't get knowledgeable. But God, dog, man, some of the things boy do, man, I got to take my hat off to him because he's helping the team out.
Yes, he is.
You know what I mean?
Yep. You're right.
And what the hell is he doing? That got to go to number 20. Who was that?
Kevin King. What'd he do? What play you talking about? What'd he do?
Leroy. Go back 3 games and watch him again and watch how that boy play. He ain't tackled nobody yet.
He got to bring his arms. You're right. He got to bring his arms.
No, he don't even – I don't even know who he remind me of because he don't even wrap up. He push you out of bounds instead of tackling you. You get 10 more yards when he push you. I mean, I ain't trying to be no Debbie Downer, but God, dog, he got to do better. He got to do better. To get ready for these Chiefs, he got to do better.
Get ready for the Chiefs. I'm with you, Gilbert. Yep.
Wait a minute. Now, hold up. Yeah, but we can't talk about no Chiefs, man. You got to talk about Tampa Bay.
For what? Leroy, I love you, but you've been drinking your new stuff. Can we talk about that? I ain't never seen a dude that sell liquor but don't drink liquor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Only me. Oh, see, I can't hold the fans back.
Leroy,
I can't hold them back. Hey, it's a consumed
state. Leroy, be quiet with me. Hey, Gary.
Yes.
Gary, that's that HOF status right there.
Yeah, it is. You know what he told me? Because I said the same thing to him. You know what he told me, Gilbert?
What?
Reason why I got that leap, because I want y'all to be happy too.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Hey, Gil,
right.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
You remember going into the championship game with playing Carolina, what the mind frame was? Because I told you what we did in the defensive back room. I went up on the board and I wrote the weather down in New Orleans to let all the defensive backs, we're thinking about the Super Bowl, and I get that.
Right.
But for the guys who've never been in a championship game before, which is a lot of guys on this team, Packer team, when they played Tampa Sunday, they've never been in a game this big. What could you tell, or what do you think the veterans on the team, you know, the Aaron Rodgers of the world, to tell these guys what they're in store for when they play in a championship game? It's different from a Super Bowl, the championship game.
Yeah, and it's also different because there ain't no fans to feed off of, you know, Leroy?
You're right.
So it's like, man, you got to go in there because we already lost to Tampa, right?
Right.
You got to go in there and wipe that last game out your mind, and you got to go out there and you got to give it more than what you ever give it before. Because that guy that, if you had a one-on-one battle and that guy was kicking your tail, guess what? Now it's your turn. Everybody got to pour in the pot, but everybody got to believe, and number 20 got to tackle somebody. God damn.
Now, do you even advocate watching the last game? If you was Mike Pettit, do you even show the guys the last game?
Yeah, he especially got to watch it.
What changes in this game, though, defensively, though, Gilbert? What changes?
What changes is the attitude up front. The attitude up front has got to change, and it's been changing. I see everybody been talking about Big Snacks, but I ain't seen him in there but one or two plays.
Yeah, I think he had three plays or something. I don't know what's going on.
Why is that? I mean, I don't take nothing away from Season Salt, Lowry, Season Salt.
Yeah.
I don't take nothing away from him. But if we got to get ready because these next two teams run the ball.
Right.
And I watched them yesterday. That 27, he running hard.
Yeah, he is.
He running hard, man. And we gotta close up gaps, and we gotta shore up them linebackers, and we gotta stop worrying about our thumb and all this other stuff and play some football.
No, you're exactly right about that. Your thoughts on Kenny Clark, the two Smith brothers, and Rashawn Gary?
Number one, you know I love me some Kenny Clark. Ooh, Lord,
yeah,
I love
Kenny
that.
Clark's awesome,
he can play. He can play. And them two Smith brothers, man, they, you know, when you sit there and you watch those guys, you think in your mind like Kabir times 20. You know what I'm saying? Because they can play the run too. Kabir could play the run, save his life.
Right.
Kabir ain't whooping me, so I can say it like this. He's gonna try to run to save his life. But these two Smith brothers, man, they move around a lot, so they play inside and outside. You know, Kabir ain't never went inside. They'd have drug him to like Blindside movie. When old boy took that dude to the sideline, we ain't having that. These boys here move up and down the line, but they get across. The only thing that scares me about 91 is he go inside too much.
And
the outside is too much. It's too much outside. He needs to stay his butt outside more and push things back inside. But other than that, man, I like them. That Gary kid from, I think, where he from, Michigan, right?
Yep, Michigan.
Yeah, that's your homeboy.
That's what says it all. I don't need to talk about him.
No, that's fine. Talk with Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network. There was a lot made coming into this game, Gilbert, about just how good Jalen Ramsey was coming into this game as a corner, and it was going to be him versus Devontae. You had them talking a little bit before the game started. But he never followed Devontae at all. It wasn't a deal where it was him on Devontae the whole game. It was Devontae against whoever he was matched up against. Jalen had other guys throughout the game. It never felt like to me throughout the game that Rodgers or anybody in that Packer offense was all that concerned about him.
Yeah, but Gary, you like talking about, Spark, you like talking about them skills. Let's talk about that offensive line.
They were good now.
Let's talk about that offensive line.
They were good.
They were switching guys. When they switched all those guys, and they were them boys on the ends, 71 kind of messed up a few times, but on the ends and the inside, that kid, Lindsey, was the center.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
I like him, man. God, I want to grab hold of him. I like him. Woo, I want to see what he made of, but he good.
Well, stay there. Stay right in that lane right there, because their double teams up front and second level, I thought, was exceptional.
Yeah. I had flashbacks of when we was playing Dallas. When they get that scoop block on you and get
that
up to that linebacker.
Scoop block something else.
Yeah.
And they punch that linebacker in the mouth. Boy, they was ball. I tell you what, man. Whoever their offensive line coach is, and they put those guys in those certain areas when somebody go down. Because Leroy, you know how we always do it. The next guy, when he step up, there's no drop off. And right, that's exactly what happened with that offensive line, because when they was doing their thing, they was the – Aaron Donald, I love that boy, but he was getting his butt kicked that day.
Yeah, sure was.
What's his name? Jenkins. What's his name? Jenkins?
Yep.
Jenkins. The young kid.
He was giving it to him, babe. See, don't nobody watch the interior play. They worry about Devontae and all the pretty boys on the outside. But the real football players, they watch those coaches. Without those big boys up front, we got nothing. We got nothing.
Yeah, no question about it.
How was it in the meeting room with Reggie White and Sean Jones and Santana? I mean, I used to hear a lot of fuss over there, but I never had the guts to come in there. But what was going on in y'all meeting room with Big Larry, especially on the way to the Super Bowl? How was those meetings in there with Big Dog?
Man, it was, Leroy, when I'm on the D-line with those three, I never get to get a word in. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say yeah to everything. And Larry always telling everybody, close it down. Just close it down. That's what I want y'all to do.
But the
key part about it is that in that defensive line meeting room, man, it was the Bob Kaberskis, the Billy Lyons, the Gabe Wilkins. Those are the guys that while we were learning, we made sure they were learning. Because if one of us go down, one of them got to step up. So it was always about learning, but also teaching the man that's behind you. Don't be scared about he going to take your job, because I was never scared about it. But still, you had to sit up there and you had to tell these guys what was going on. So when it's their turn to shine, they shine. That's how we did in that D-line wing.
That's teamwork. All right.
So Tampa coming up to Green Bay, your thoughts on that, the Tampa Green Bay matchup at Lambeau Field? Tom Brady.
I think it's going to be good, man. I think it's going to be good. And I tell you, if it's going to be cold, your boy, what's pretty boy name over there, number 12?
Tom Brady. Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah,
he know who he is.
He don't suffer, man, because he been out of that element for a whole year now.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, man, it's the difference when you out there and your adrenaline going, but your fingers ain't working. You see what I'm saying? Your body ain't working like it's supposed to. And I don't care, even like what Leroy said, going back to the NFC Championship game we had, Those boys came out with no shirts and no sleeves and all that stuff for warm-up. But when they brought their butts back out there, they had them shirts.
They had turtlenecks on and everything.
Yeah, they did.
They had them shirts, them long shirts on, and their eyes was looking like the deer in the headlights.
Yeah, that hawk will change your mind in the New York minute, won't it?
Sure will.
Man, I don't care how tough you is. Them TV timeouts was hell.
Hey, Gilbert, I want to say this. I remember the first time I seen you, and I think I told the story before, I'm going to tell it again. And I don't know if you remember this, though, but because I didn't see you when it happened. But that's when the parking lot was back on the other side over there by Kroll's, where the players' parking lot.
Yeah.
So that's where we really had a real parking lot. I think you had a Grand Cherokee Limited, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And you had a nice old sound system coming down the road. Just boom, 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 boom. And coming down the road, right? Everybody, because everybody turned around. Windows all turned out so you can't see what's in it.
It was green and gold, I believe, Gary.
Yeah. And it was by, Leroy, it was by 25 below, right? Now, it pulled on in there, Leroy. And then all you saw was, and everybody's watching, right?
Yeah.
He opened the door, and it's still going boom, 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 boom. He put one foot out, flip flop. The other foot out, flip flop.
Flip flop.
The whole body came out, a pair of shorts.
Shorts. And a hoodie.
The next thing came out was a hoodie.
A hoodie.
And that's it. And there he was. And then looked around like, yeah, we got this.
You're right.
Hey, G Money, you forgot that breakfast sandwich I had put away before.
There is only one Gilbert Braun, the Gravedigger, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gilbert, thanks so much for going on, and hopefully we'll get you out again.
Yep.
Hey man, congratulations. I hope you guys do well, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Man, we love you, my brother.
Take care, Gilbert. There he is, Gilbert Brown on the Schneider.
Man. I love him.
On the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And we'll talk a little bit more about this defense and how much better has this defense really gotten in the last several weeks. The Van Horn Direct toll-free line open for you, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.